Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Bloody right.
And me, Craig Hazel. Bloody right indeed. We are here. The UK's number one football podcast is back in the middle of a game week. We don't often record during a game week, but that's what we're doing.
I don't know why we're here, mate. I'm not going to lie to you. It seems like I should be at home with my son this evening. But no, it's fine. No, great to be here. We're in the middle of game week 31.
Yes.
As we talk, it's like half time in the first sort of set of games.
Yeah, it's a weird one because it's kind of like we're doing Jeff Stelling's job, but no one's listening live.
I thought for half a second, it might be quite exciting because we're going, oh, Everton have gone 1-0 up. They've gone 1-0 up. But then no one cares because they've all listened.
The only three people that that would be news to is us.
We're recording this at half time. So
yeah.
They've gone for the oranges.
Exactly. Do they still have oranges? Do you think they still have oranges?
I don't know. Apparently they have Jaffa cakes.
Do you know what? That's very true. When I went to very, very funnily enough, the same day that my fantastic end of season Lee Sharp anecdote happened, we went in the dressing rooms, had a little tour, and it was just fucking Jaffa cakes everywhere. Swear to God, Jaffa cakes and fag ends.
Jaffa cakes is a racial slur that Tom uses quite regularly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for anyone that's not from the UK, it's that's why I called the podcast the Gaffer Tapes, because it's sort of like a. Because it rhymes and that.
Back in the day, like in Sunday League and stuff, a woman used to come in with an actual tea tray and make tea, like on a trolley. Like in the lower leagues, even like what League Two used to be, they used to do teas at half time.
Oh, I think you're talking about the Scottish League now.
Oh, yeah, the Scottish League currently. The Scottish Premier League. They still do that.
They just come in and dish out iron brew and
a battered cup of tea.
Yeah, they do.
Can you have battered tea? I don't know.
Anyway, we haven't managed to talk about fantasy football once in that opening, but we have talked about football, so it is an improvement. But obviously, the game week 31 is going on right now as we speak, as we record. But there were games in game week 30 that we're going to have a quick look at. The Merseyside derby was first up, and it finished 3-1 Liverpool, which I think we all kind of guessed, and it was the usual suspects again scoring points.
It was Mane, Coutinho with a lovely goal.
And then a less usual Divock Origi.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, who's like their only striker, isn't he? Pretty much other than Sturridge, who's like
dead. He's dead. But and now obviously the big news being Sadio Mane is
Mane might be dead as well. Joined him.
He is dead. Confirmed. I saw dead actually club. Ben Dinnery tweeted that he might be requiring surgery, which would put him out for the entire season.
Wow, fucking hell. I heard 3+ weeks was the update, but yeah. Wow, that's mad. Yeah. So he might be out for the rest of the season, simple as that.
Yeah, he might be. If he needs surgery, he's done for the season.
Done. D-U-N, done.
So I decided for the last however many weeks we've got left, which isn't many actually, is it? It's 4 weeks or something.
Well, no, not quite 4 weeks, but yeah.
What is 36? 38?
This is game week 30 that we're talking about.
Yeah, how many is
this? It's 38 games.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, Ash, come on.
So I decided...
I knew that.
Football expert Ash Kernsworth. how many weeks are 34?
This is the thing. That's what makes me an expert. I don't get bogged down in little fucking irrelevant details like that.
How many games there are.
That's but you don't need to know that.
Yeah.
You just need to know when you're winning.
Exactly.
But so I thought I'm going to, for the last 7 or 8 games, I'm going to take it serious so then I can smash everybody. I'm tired of not playing properly. So I immediately, as soon as Mane got injured, did my transfer then during the game.
Mane got injured, so you brought in Man B. guys,
this is the kind of shit I'm talking about.
That's genuinely one of the cleverest jokes that's been done on this podcast
in
3 years. So good effort.
Top five, like it's that. Up there, isn't it? It's up there with the shit in my hand story.
I wasn't here for that one, thankfully. But I was in Australia for that one, thankfully.
So serious fantasy football point, right?
Yeah, go on.
So I transferred him out then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time, by the next day, his value had already gone down 2 caps.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it's worth it.
So I've been doing all my transfers Saturday morning.
Yeah.
But it really kills you, like, financially.
Mm.
You've got to get straight on it.
Been a late...
Yeah, I tried to do it before the injury even happens and just guess it.
He looks like he might get hurt.
Yeah, he's got weak ankles.
Yeah.
Get him out of there. He's got wankles. Get him off. And then I just...
Wankles? Yeah. I like that. Did you just make that up?
I did, mate. You said weak ankles, and I just bloody thought of it.
Really? Is that... Wow.
We'll I don't think copy, it's a thing.
We'll copyright that shit. Take that to the dragon's den.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know what you do with that. I want £250,000 for a 20% stake in Wankles, please.
Sold.
Sold. I'm in.
Everton, though, on that note, sorry, Everton, we talked a lot last week with Seamus Coleman being actually dead. We talked about who would come in, and they played a few young lads. Holgate, who we talked about, did get the start. Pennington scored for them.
So, yeah, I looked him up. He's played about 4 seconds ever.
Yeah, and him and Holgate both played. And now Phil Jagielka's getting game time. They've rolled him out of his wheelchair to play, and he's just scored what was described by Paddy Power as an accidental overhead no-look reverse nutmeg on David De Gea. And that's genuinely...
Wow.
I know that's like Ash describing a goal, but that is genuinely what it was described as. So, yeah. So
that's incredible.
We did say there was probably value in whoever you chose as Seamus Coleman's replacement at Everton, and it's been proved right, because even though they lost 3-1 and they're 1-0 up against United now, Jagielka and Pennington are hardly scorers, are they, normally?
Is Pennington not playing today? He's got 0 minutes, according to the thing, but I don't know if it's that's
then, then Pennington, obviously, no. He obviously hasn't got the nod.
Harsh. Fucking hell.
After harsh scoring on goal, it's a bit of a... It's a game, though. Go to Old Trafford, maybe. Might be a bit much for him. I know it's saying that was a Merseyside derby, wasn't it? So...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, silly point. So I don't know. No, they started with Holgate played, though, Jagielka and Williams and Bain. So they just, maybe it was a change of system more than anything, because Holgate was playing at right back, Pennington on the bench. So
yeah, I guess if you lose 3-0, you probably might want to rejig your system a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. True. So 3-1. But yeah, he got the goal, didn't he? So elsewhere, Burnley Spurs. We thought it might be a boring 0-0, but actually ended up Spurs did get the win. Dyer, and as one of you guys pointed out last week, Son, a good replacement for Kane, because he's listed as a midfielder and he's like for like.
Well, I pointed it out earlier, and then he was Ash's tip at the end of the pod, which was annoying. I went, Son, best thing about Son, he always scores when Kane's not there. And then about half an hour later, we went, so the final tips, Ash, who are you going with? And Ash went, Son. Son. I've thought of that on my own, and it is decent. And he played 90 minutes during the week for the country that he lives in.
South Korea.
Was born in, correct, that one. So that was why he didn't start. But now I'm guessing, still a decent set shout. So.
I've definitely had I may or may not have had a look at bringing him in.
You did.
Yeah.
I'll put to your team.
So Son, still probably a good option, to be honest with you.
The fact that Spurs are still getting points, and they're Kane-less. So,
without Kane, Son's Kane.
We're fucked.
Do you reckon the fact that they're getting results away at Burnley without Harry Kane, does that mean St. Tottering Day is over?
Yeah, man, definitely. That's it. Simple as that. I mean, it's been for a while, you know. I remember last season there was a point, probably at this point in the season, where... Craig, you said to me, you went, mate, it's over. Spurs are beating Arsenal. And it obviously looked like, you know, that they were. But it was that sort of smug sort of, they're fucking doing it. Get used to it. And I kind of, I even conceded and went, yeah, I know.
Sorry, who was the smug? Was that me you were describing?
Yeah, that was you. Yeah, I'll dig it out. It was an old episode about this time last year. Just because you were like, mate, it's bloody happening. It's going to be the first time. Get used to it.
Well, I'm not smashing it nicely.
I don't know who you were at that point. But yeah, but this time, I mean, that's it. If there's any Arsenal fans out there that think that we are finishing above Spurs still, then get yourself off Arsenal TV, take that fucking, what's it called? The old double scarf jobby.
The double game week.
The double... No.
The half and half scarf.
The old two-tone scarf thing. Yeah. What's it called?
The half and half scarf.
What are you talking about?
Half and half scarf. Yeah, take that off and fuck off.
Right, there you go.
No.
There it is.
Dog shit.
Real talk with Tommy. And the biggest result of the weekend probably was, definitely, Crystal Palace beating Chelsea 2-1.
I think we taught them a thing or two about football when we went down.
Honestly, genuinely, it's starting to look like
Have they
like
been
it.
Beaten? Have they been beaten since me and Ash went to Soho Park?
Oh, you were so close to not being able to name the ground then.
No, I just waited for, dramatic effect. Oh man, that was amazing. The first time Chelsea's been beaten in over 6 months. It was since September 2016, the last time they lost at home. Sorry, yeah. That's that. Yeah, 6 months they haven't been beaten at home.
And then, I don't know, have you seen the Christian Benteke goal?
Yeah. I also saw the Benteke goal, yeah.
The height of arrogance for a man who hasn't done anything for two years.
It was the little dink, yeah. It was naughty, wasn't it? And did you see the best thing? He just obviously ran towards the chest and there was this quite attractive girl sort of in the front, just did the old classic wanker thing right in his face. Just like that. My missus was watching it. She went, oh, rude. Are they allowed to do that? I thought, what do you mean? Are they allowed to do that? Do whatever you want. Yeah, it was
very funny.
Zaha for that.
Mate, I had a blinder.
You did, didn't you? I was watching you very closely, yeah.
Oh, here's a stat for you.
Go on.
Is this true? How many saves did Courtois make?
None.
One. How many did Hennessy make?
Oh, fucking loads. It was mental. He was a fucking hero, that guy.
He's terrible as well.
Ten.
I would have said
that's
more than 10.
That's quite a lot for a.
He was unreal. Yeah, he was fucking amazing. Yeah, I don't know what happened there, man. That was the biggest mismatch.
I love my favorite bit of that was Ash went, oh, here's a stat. Wait, is this true? before he does it,
this is a bona fide stat. Hang on, what? Zaha from Mars? I don't believe it. Says it's true. Look at his hair.
Son's never from South Korea.
Yeah.
But Palace looked to have a horrible run in. So, a few weeks ago I said, oh, Townsend or Zaha. And then I realised I was an idiot because they have such a bad run in. And I got very, very lucky that Zaha came off my bench because Llorente didn't play.
Oh, mate. Yeah. Llorente didn't play. Llorente was my pick of the week last week. But then I'd say he was my pick of the week. My transfer last week was to get him out. Got rid of him and brought Vardy in, so that was a load of shit, wasn't it?
Well, that's exactly what I did.
So all the hundreds of thousands of people that have listened to me on the podcast saying Llorente is the tip, and then I didn't even back him. I apologise, guys.
That's exactly what we said you'd start doing. And they start throwing fake bits of misinformation.
For Craig. Yeah,
little Tommy fake news, mate. They called him.
You should have tipped Son.
Should have done, yeah. Should have done, like someone else.
But you wouldn't tip Son because you actually think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
You're just feeding us with lies.
Yeah, feeding lies.
Yeah.
Also, Tom's so fed up of talking about his son, he didn't want to pick him as well.
All right, mate. Look at this guy. He started crawling now. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's really good. No, seriously, guys, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I tweet the occasional picture of my son. He's gorgeous. Hull 2, West Ham 1. You got thumped again. West Ham have the worst form in the Premier League. Fact.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Ash?
We do have the tallest player with surname Carroll.
Yeah, and a few people have brought him in last week, and it was a good pick, actually. But he's a very good player, but it's just so questionable.
Mm.
Yeah, I think there's sort of a bit of a problem. And there, Bilic got the vote of confidence, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's game over, isn't it? I'm sure his odds in the old sack race went through the tits, didn't it?
through his own tits.
Well, do you want to know, actually? Do you want to know who's the favourite?
Yeah, let's have it.
Bilic is actually only the second favourite to go because David Moyes went and said he wanted to beat up a woman.
Yes, I did hear that. Yeah, it was on Twitter that he said something about slapping a reporter or something.
Well,
right?
Technically he said he wouldn't slap her.
He said he wouldn't slap her.
Because she was a woman, so.
Because she was a woman. That's nice of him. That's bloody nice of him.
Yeah.
God, give him a knighted. Oh.
Yeah,
God.
No, he made a comment, didn't he? I think, like, I'll give you a slap or something. But I don't know, it seems a bit mental to me. I mean, we won't get in. It's a bit too political for the gaffer tapes, in fairness.
It is a little bit. Yeah, quick. Someone tell a knob joke.
Yeah. He's 4-6 to go, and then it's Bilic at 7-1 is the next one to go. So I don't know. I don't think that he'll go. Will he? Bilic would be a bit mad.
What do you have? Do you know what Sam Allardyce is?
Allardyce's 50-1, mate. He's safe. What are you on about? He's having a great time.
He's loving it, mate. He's just fucking beating Chelsea.
Well, this is it. So what is he? Do we know what he is?
50-1. I just told you.
Oh, he's 50-1. Sorry, you cut out on the
50-1.
Yeah, 50.
Is he?
Shit, I might put a 5 on it.
That's mental. Look at
their
fixtures.
Their run is mad.
But they like that kind of thing.
He's got them safe, man. Surely he's got them safe.
I don't think he'll go even if they get relegated.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. Because he'll be on big money.
It'll be a little Benitez figure in the lower league. Yeah. Like a little hero getting back up.
I don't know if they can afford him if they go down there.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fair.
Who knows?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Anyway, Leicester. Yeah. Leicester beat Stoke 2-0. Ndidi scoring, and Vardy's party continues. That guy's on fire.
Yeah. I'm glad I brought him in that week. Yeah, for Llorente, who didn't play anyway. Yeah, and us boys, I can't remember if I just said this off air or on air, but all three of the gaffers have captained Vardy this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like this week, as in like tonight, game week 31. Tonight and tomorrow, yeah, we've all captained him. Not going to be a lot of diversity between our scores, really.
I feel like our squads are different enough, though. You're getting nervous, aren't you, Tom?
Well, we've got... me and you have got six same starting players, Craig.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad. I don't remember what Ash's is, but sort of a few similars. Yeah, no, it's getting very close. We'll get to that in a minute.
Exactly.
I think old Danny Simpson could be a little rogue choice at the back. He's got... his fixtures coming up are mixed. But his last 2 weeks, like the week before he scored, then this week he got two assists.
Who, Danny Simpson?
Yeah, he's a cheeky little bit.
There you go.
He's a cheeky little bitch.
He's a cheeky little bitch.
Talking of Leicester, lads, I'd like to interject at this point and mention the biggest, baddest feature on British radio. Lads, it's Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers?
Where is Wallers?
Him and his daughter are just dressed in camouflage. Simple as that.
It's my favourite one.
You did say it was your favourite Where's Wallers. Yeah, someone commented and went, Beauty and the Beast. And that's, I thought, all right, don't slag him off.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah, or slag her off. Maybe you're slagging off her daughter.
Just a bit creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I should watch out. Moyes might give her a slap.
Maybe.
That's true. Maybe. But they're in full-on camouflage. It's my favourite Where's Wallers so far.
It's pretty good.
Just because it's quite weird. So that is a good one. I like that. Oh, I'll be sad when that goes, if he retires at the end of the season.
No, never. Whoa, he'll still have an Instagram, mate. Don't worry about that. It'll always be ours.
Yeah, Man United had a board draw with West Brom, but great for clean sheet points. All the people who have Brunt, McCauley, De Gea, Valencia, all with clean sheets. That was a good result.
Well, actually, mate, there was actually eight clean sheets this week.
Right. Yeah, that is high, isn't it?
I've just realised there's more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, there's more. Spurs, Leicester, West Brom, United, Watford, Southampton, Bournemouth, Swansea and Borough. There's nine. Fuck me, that's mental.
All the best podcasts count out loud on air to find out these stats.
Yeah, it's also because we like the stat podcast, didn't we?
Yeah, we'd be shit at QI.
Just like giving them out, giving numbers out, you know. That's stats, isn't it? Stats.
We're all about the stats. Yeah, a lot of clean sheets. To be honest, the way that the games are going at the moment... as we're talking, obviously you lot will say by the time they've probably been loads of late goals and there were known clean sheets, but there's clean sheets in the Premier League at the moment as well, quite a lot, so on a Tuesday night. So maybe as people get cagier towards the end of the season, we're going to see a bit more of that. I don't know.
Maybe.
Watford beat Sunderland 1-0. Sunderland looking pretty bad. Jermaine Defoe was a mainstay in my team for a good 8-9 weeks, and I wouldn't even think about it now because they just can't buy a goal.
No.
And then another 0-0 in Saints Bournemouth. There were loads of 0-0s. Another 0-0 in Saints Bournemouth.
There was, mate. I just counted. Do you want me to count them again? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I didn't really realise that Saints fans are quite unhappy with Claude Puel.
Claude Puel, there's 20 quid. Yeah, well done.
Because he's really boring and I haven't really noticed it.
Because he's boring.
Yeah, not like his mannerisms, not like down the pub. Yeah, they're really fucked off.
Yeah, so like he never gets his knob out. He doesn't do anything funny.
Yeah,
never eats them little things in the bottom of the toilet. Them toilet urinal.
He never threatens to hit women.
Does any of that.
We brought in one of those comedy clown cars, and he just drives his fucking Benz and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't really do much, do they, Southampton?
They're very, very quiet this season, aren't they?
Yeah, I didn't realise. They don't really score.
But the thing
really,
is, I mean, I know it's like proper pub chatter with Southampton, but there's only so many times you can rip out all of their best players and expect them to perform so well.
Yeah. Sell them all to Liverpool.
They lose amazing players every year. When you think of the players who have been torn out.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a stylistic thing. He's more like, they're a bit more like Middlesbrough, aren't they? They're not like Bournemouth, well, who they've played, you know, who you think of for attacking football. Mm. Southampton used to be like that, and now they're sort of starting to turn a bit more just like compact at the back.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah. A bit more like Borough. But decent for maybe starting to become a decent shout for clean sheet points, like Borough always were, and once again were this week.
Yeah, 0-0 with Swansea, and that's neither of those teams needed a draw because they're both in a bit of bother down there. I watched the game, it was awful.
Well, I know why you watched it, because you had your little captain's armband on Sigurdsson, didn't you, Craig?
I did, mate. I had
captain. Like a little cheeky little weasel, weren't you?
How's
like,
that? How's that cheating? Just
you didn't mention anything like that. There was no talk of Sigurdsson. And I just pop it on Sigurdsson.
I didn't realise I had to run it by you.
No, well, just mention it on the podcast, mate. That's what I do.
Yeah, didn't have an opportunity to, though, did he?
Yeah, if what, only there was releasing a podcast.
Yeah, if only there was a time we talked about it.
There was a podcast that we released.
I only kept having a go at you for keeping your thing secret, didn't
you? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is that what I mean? Yeah. It's all got quite spiteful now, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, Craig is quite competitive.
Well, you called me smug about 18 minutes ago, mate, so that probably started it.
Oh, is that what it was?
All right, Keenwa, chill out.
Oh, here we go. He started. then the final game, Arsenal 2, City 2. I listened to it on the bloody radio. Like, it was 1998.
Most of us had TVs in 1998.
Did you? Showing off. Smug again. twice in a row.
And in Scotland, having a TV in 1988 was probably quite a big deal.
Actually, yeah, that's pretty good, yeah.
Really, like, he was like king of the little village, wasn't he?
King
of the little TV.
You just became racist now.
That is the name of his next album, King of the Little Village.
Yeah.
It's just a Scottish folks sort of vibe. 2-0, I think Arsenal were lucky to sort of survive that.
Yeah,
I think,
a little
towards
bit.
The end.
And all that happened was that Chelsea fans were a little bit happier that City didn't win because they had such a bad week.
I think we did kind of everyone a favour. Like that hurt us. Like, obviously I wasn't expecting that, and it's better to get a point than nothing, but we're just so fucking far off the pack now, Arsenal. It's fucking scary. Really is.
Not that it means much to you, but for our frame of reference for talking for the rest of the pod, it currently sits at Burnley are beating Stoke 1-0, Leicester have just gone up against Sunderland 1-0, Watford are 2-0 up against West Brom, and Man United are 1-0 down to Everton with Jagielka. But it wasn't Jamie Vardy who got the goal, it was Slimani.
Slimani
got the goal.
Bloody hell. That's us like being like Richard Keys and that, isn't it? Not Richard Keys. Don't want to be like him.
No, we're not going to smash it.
No,
we're not going to do that. But no, it wasn't Vardy, which was a bit of a disappointment for us. So that kind of limits us. But we should probably have a look at the league before it changes in a day's time and doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, man. Yeah, do it. Yeah, so this is the league as it stands at the end of game week 30, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's only fair for whoever might be top of the league or whatever to get
the
name.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Out.
Yeah.
So we'll quickly run through the top 10. In 10th place is Make FPL Great Again. In 9th place is Matthias Haldorsson. Notice Me Senpai. That feels new in the top 10 to me.
No. You've mentioned that before.
Oh, man. one of the Scandi Army.
Probably one of the episodes you weren't here for, mate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, one of the one or two. In 8th place is Andreas Toft, Dynamo Torshov. 7th place is Caroline Brady. 6th place...
She's dropped, she was top.
She only got 40 points. 6th place is Eric Baranda. 5th place is Patrick Horton. Big was with
Horton!
In 4th place is Banana Nose Maldonado, Matthew Greco. In 3rd place, BTSTU, Mitch Maynard.
Lovely Mitch.
In 2nd place is Cliff Pallett. Clifty's mediocre Clifters. 11. And then in 1st place is back on the horse, Paul Marshman.
Marshers, top of the league. He was top of the league last week after game week 29, the lad. So, yeah, he's doing well. Didn't even have a great week, but he's managed to maintain. He's on top by 1 point currently. Marshers, the lad.
That's it. Top 10.
Top 10. Yeah, so if you do want to join at the league, use the pin at 4945-2085. Bring your points across. Everyone will hate you, but, you know, that's the
game.
They
will, but it's funny. Yeah, we don't mind. Bring it.
Yeah, that's true. Lads, our positions. Bang. Still the daddy of G-Wing. Big T-Dog. Simple as that. I'm loving my reign on top. I really am. I need it to finish like this because then it'll be the first time that I've actually won. I'm on 674 points. I'm a 13 click. Well, no, sorry, 674 points. That would be dreadful. I'm 674th, 13 click wanker, 1,485 points. Ash is in second. You had a good week. We all went up, but I think Ash went up the most.
I made up. So I was 30 points behind you.
Yeah, you made up quite a few points. You're only now less than 20. 19 points behind me. Ashley 730 of 14 click wanker, 1467 points. And Craig 798 15 click wanker, finally got off that 16 clicker. And yeah, 1449 points. So yeah, there's only now 34 points between the three of us, which is pretty big. That's pretty good. And did you know if I win, and if Craig, you beat Ash, and Craig comes second and Ash comes last, then that means in the three seasons, we've all done every position.
Ah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So the first season, it went Craig, Ash, me. Then last year, it went Ash, me, Craig. And this year, if it goes me, Craig, Ash, we've done it. We've completed the game.
Never.
Completed.
Never. I refuse to let it happen.
No. I just want to fucking win. And then just before we go, some usual faces in the Gaffer Tapes League is Domi Mons is now 593rd. I think he dropped a little bit. And then the second biggest feature in the universe, it is Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 963rd. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 587th. Head of us all, the lad. So well done. That's it. That's where it's at, boys.
That is it. So that's the roundup of the game week. And obviously those league positions will all change very quickly in the midst of the game week after game week 31. But it's still pretty tight for between us three and you guys in the top 10 of the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yeah.
But yeah, coming up in part two, obviously we've got lots of questions in a special part two. And in part three, Tom's promised another hot, hot quiz. And also we can, the British Podcast Award, Tom, you can still vote in that.
Oh yeah, please do. Yeah, yeah. Keep voting. BritishPodcastAwards.com. And then it's the vote for your favourite podcast. Then you just have to type in the Gaffer Tapes and then it'll ask you for your email address and your name. And do it because everyone's kind of like, oh, you've won an award. Don't worry about it. But you know, our award's getting lonely here at Gaffer Tapes HQ. You know, there's nothing worse than a lonely award. Is there really? I think that's what they mentioned at Red Nose Day or something. Probably something like that.
And this is just as worthy.
Give us a vote.
Yeah, give us a vote.
Don't think, oh, they're really popular, they don't need votes. We do. If everyone thought that, we'd never get any votes. So vote and then tell your friends to vote.
Well, there you go. So that's something you can do in a break. So you go away and vote now and we'll be back in a minute with part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Hello and welcome back to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash, and we've subbed out Craig for this section for someone much better. Very pleased to have with us star of BBC Sunny D, 8 out of 10 cats, Mock the Week, Live at the Apollo, is comedian Dane Baptiste.
How you doing, guys? Good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That was a long, list of accolades. The one thing that we didn't mention, though, is that Arsenal fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to include that in the bio nowadays.
Is it? Do you not put that on your comedy CV anymore, Arsenal fan?
No, I just decided to become a bit more stoic about the whole thing about supporting football teams and stuff. And I don't know, the whole Arsenal debacle over the last, let's say, 13 years
13.
About 13 or so years. The last year has kind of been like...
Do you know what? I think, because I'm an Arsenal fan myself, I think this last year has been the worst, and it could very well be the worst, and Wenger's last. Simple as that. To go out.
I know, but then at the same time, he's gone long enough that he's allowed his legacy to become tarnished anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference at this stage.
Yeah.
I mean, you say this might be the worst year. I think the year when we signed, like, Dos Santos was a tough year after
Yeah.
Because I remember losing to Man United, like, was it like 6-2 or 8-2?
No, it was 8-2 because the whole thing, everyone was going, oh, I'd 8-2 be an Arsenal fan today. And that
I remember it well. And I remember some kid was on a train. I was on a train where it happened. Some kid was on there. Because the kid is obviously a Man United supporter, so there's no shit all about football.
Yeah.
It's just a stupid child.
You were in London, I bet, with the United supporter on the train.
I was on our way back to London from Edinburgh, so at no point did we even go near Manchester. So this kid bypassed like Rangers and Celtic and Hibernian and Partick Thistle and Hearts, because he started in Edinburgh, so he could even have, Hearts, and then somehow ended up went past Newcastle, didn't say anything then, and we ended up in London, so trying to work out where this idiot was from.
Yeah.
This kid just going on and on and on and on, and that was one of the worst Arsenal experiences of my life. Yeah. And I think that affected me so much, I just became numb.
Just became numb from that day?
Yeah, because I just thought, I went down personal sold to Man United, I was like, yeah, they don't care, so why do I have to care?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've kind of been like that. Like, I've not been, personally, I haven't been one of those people that's been in the Wenger out thing for a while, because I was like, you know, give him a chance. But these last few years, I must admit, I mean, I'm not one of the ones with the banners at WrestleMania and every other live sporting event. I'm not one of those people. I can't do that.
Not that far, but I just think, yeah, I'm like you. I just got to the point where it's like, you know, I understand, like, you know, it was like, you know, you're paying for the stadium and you've got, wants to run the company with revenue as opposed to running it at a loss, and I understood all of that. But then to sell one of your best players to your competitors, because there's no other manager in the Premiership would do that. I've not even been, like, you know, a Wenger outburst myself that often. I mean, at a point where I was like, I don't care. But just, if you actually care about what you're doing, why would you sell one of your best players to your competitors? So he sold Van Persie to Man United, sold Cesc Fabregas to Chelsea.
Yeah, that was hard, man. That was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's making villains.
For me, it's just like, yeah, it's just stubbornness. And then it's just to the point where it's like, I just looked at him, I just looked at the stockholders, Glazers and stuff, and I was like, well, clearly he keeps the company running at profit.
Yeah.
They always get in the Champions League, exactly. So they just don't care anymore. Yeah. So, and that's the problem, is that as long as it remains a profitable investment as a club, yeah, or more like a sports conglomerate, nothing's going to change. So,
exactly.
I was just like Dos Santos, I mean,
yeah,
you wouldn't have that. Like Man United, when Ronaldo left, and he had to get replaced with somebody like another amazing winger, and then when Obertan wasn't good enough, they just got rid of him.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they're doing. If they ain't good enough, they get rid of him. But with Arsenal, they
get rid of him. Yeah, well, Arsenal, you want to stick with him. Like, how long was Nicolas spending at Arsenal?
Oh, mate,
more than he needed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, he was playing football longer than he should have. I mean, I think he's still playing out there somewhere now, and he's still only about 26. It's mental.
Yeah, probably where he should be. And then, you know, then Marouane Chamakh.
Yeah,
Worst
hair in football ever, Marouane Chamakh.
Yeah, worst hair in football, and his face stayed in the same position as it did when he first saw that do himself. So
yeah, that's very true.
And then who's the other guy that you only got Scott rid of as well? The other striker.
What, Podolski?
Who was only a post. Podolski used to be in the right now. He wasn't that bad.
He was alright. Yeah,
he was other right. Young kid.
I don't know.
Sonogo.
Sonogo. Yeah. Sonogo.
That was him.
Yeah.
I mean, his name himself just suggests it wasn't a go. But it's just stuff like that where it was just like, these players aren't good enough to play for mid-level Premiership teams.
Yeah, that's
so
true,
you clearly don't care.
No, that's absolutely true.
I don't want to break up this super.
Sorry, that I'm not Arsenal totally hate pressing. It's like Arsenal fan TV, isn't it? With me and Dane.
If the guys from Arsenal fan TV would shoot themselves.
Yeah.
But so, put it into some perspective. So, have you always been an Arsenal fan? Like, did you grow up in London?
I grew up in London. So I live in Lewisham. I lived in Lewisham, so I guess my nearest teams would have been Woodage, Arsenal, or Millwall, or Charlton. But my dad was an Arsenal supporter. I was a big fan of Ian Wright.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was kind of pretty much just been an Arsenal supporter. Whereas, you know, and I've got family members, like my family's divided between Arsenal and Man United and Liverpool. So all the Northern members like to support Liverpool.
Yeah.
And then I have one cousin that supports Man United, which he says is because he realised Andy Cole.
Oh,
and he stuck with it. He's held a season ticket for years. So
fair enough.
But, you know, for a long time there was a fierce rivalry that, you know, got very aggressive in the house when it was like the Red Derby.
Yeah, it's kind of not like that anymore. Like with the Arsenal United rivalry anymore. It's more Arsenal Chelsea now, I think. If anything, I thought, you know, on Arsenal's behalf, I mean, Chelsea fans probably don't give a fuck about us. We're sixth now. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. But
even Chelsea fans, I don't take them seriously because whatever you tell yourselves, everything you have has come from money.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. It's the same with City fans as well now. Like there's a lot of them come out of the woodwork. It's, you know. It was like when I grew up in the 90s, everyone was a United fan.
Exactly, yeah. I don't think
Chelsea fans. I live in the southeast of England, just outside London, and yeah, everyone was a United fan. Yeah. Right, Dane, so we've got some questions for you via various social media sources. We've got some football-related ones on Twitter, but we got a question come through on Facebook from a guy called Stephen Goddard, right? And he says that he went to school with you. He was a few years below you at school. And he asked if you've ever met a scarier man than the German teacher, Herr Blackwell.
Herr Blackwell, I have met one scarier. Yeah. Herr Blackwell was pretty scary, but I went on a school trip with him and he wasn't actually that bad. He was okay. As long as you spoke German around him, then he was okay.
That's quite a weird thing.
More worried. He was weird, but the weird teacher, I think, was Mr. Barber.
Okay.
So I don't know what Mr. Barber's class was, but he used to make his own ice cream.
And that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. And then come and sell it at school and he'd just give out ice cream. So he would give it away, but he'd sell ice cream at school.
Sell it?
And just... And I don't know what happened to this guy. So he would go from Ice Cream Man to WrestleMania. And once,
really?
Like, this kid was like, he dropped a scoop and he was like, shit. And everyone was like, I'll pick it up for you. No, just leave. And then he was like, no, I'll help you. So he was like, no. And he just threw a table.
Oh. Did you ever eat any of his ice cream?
Yeah, it was nice. And toffee was one was nice. He did different flavors. It wasn't Baskin, Ben and Jerry's, but he was normal. It was good stuff, but.
You don't think that there was anything funny about his ice cream? No, just normal ice cream. Yeah, I'd be worried. I'm just saying, like some of the teachers that, like, you know, if a male teacher came up and just made you some ice cream, I'd have been worried. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, yeah, I know. But it was an all boys school, so I mean, if you're gonna be scared, then you're gonna be scared all the time.
Did you go to an all boys school? Did you?
Yeah, I went to an all boys school.
Yeah, I did as well. Yeah.
And people think, oh, boys' schools are good. You're all going to be like become effeminate, and it's just basically like homosexual high. But really, it's like jail because if everyone's getting pubescent, testosterone. So it's like, what game can we think of which allows them to punch somebody off? And that's what it's like being at a boys' school.
Yeah, exactly. Like, honestly, everyone always thinks, yeah, if you go to a boys' school, they're like, oh, no, it's weird. It's all gay. It's not gay. It's just fights. It's just boys. It's the only thing we used to do. We used to just whip each other in the balls. Exactly. You used to punch each other in the balls or you'd be smoking cigarettes or you'd just be fighting. Simple as that.
Exactly. Or, you know, avoiding postcode wars. Or hitting their football, kicking footballs at girls, you know.
I mean, I grew up in Windsor, so it's not really, you know, Windsor boys school is quite a different sort of thing. But, you know, it was tough for me, mate. The bakery across the road, you know, it's quite expensive. So when you were a young lad, simple as that, you know.
Yeah, and think about people that are now allergic to gluten, wouldn't even have any idea, mate. They were setting themselves up.
That was probably my problem. That was why I was a little bit puffy and I couldn't run away from the bullies.
It was like considered a nice school. Yeah. But because it was a nice school, it meant all the other schools around it wanted to beat us up even more.
That's a shame. It's tough, man. It's tough. Simple as that. Okay, thanks very much, Dane. We've taken up a lot of your time, mate, so thanks for that. It's been a pleasure to talk to a fellow angry Arsenal fan. But before you go, mate, just wanted to give you a chance to plug your Twitter and stuff, and you got any gigs upcoming and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, basically, rather than me list all the gigs because I'm rubbish at admin, it's best if people go on the website, which is danebaptiste.co.uk, you can check out which gigs are next to you. And I'm also working on a new one-man show that I'll be taking to Edinburgh Fringe, as well as Sydney and Perth comedy festivals called Gold, Oil and Drugs. So I'll be previewing that, so if you want to see that. So much for it when it's not finished, then feel free to come down. And in the meantime, check out Sunny D on iPlayer and share it to your friends if you haven't seen it already. And then just look out for me in the future.
Nice one. Yeah, definitely check out Sunny D on iPlayer because that is quality. Yeah. But yeah, no, thanks very much, Dane. That's brilliant, mate. Great to have you on. And yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. And we will be back in part three for your current upcoming game week. And a quiz that is absolute fucking fire. So, yeah, we'll see you in a minute. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome back to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash... Craig's back. We've subbed him back in, and Dane Baptiste is gone. Thanks very much to Dane, who was on a train. wasn't he, lads? Dane was on a train Baptiste. I mean, I've wanted to say train Baptiste the whole time. But yeah, Dane was on a train.
I don't know if the listeners would have known that. They would have thought, they probably thought he was in the studio with us.
I think they thought he was here. Yeah, I think they thought he was here.
Absolutely no problem.
It's funny, Dane was on a train in, like, I don't know, Chester. Dom Skyped in from Hollywood and some kind of, like, jungle somewhere. Yeah, and sounded better than that. So, yeah, it's Chester for you, isn't it? That's where they film Hollyoaks.
That is it. I blame Hollyoaks.
I blame Hollyoaks. But, yeah, lads. I'm lost. I'm leading it. Craig, jump in, mate.
Well, in the time, obviously, because it's a weird game week, whilst speaking to Dane, Jamie Vardy scored. So
JV, two guns up. Yeah. So we're all happy with that. So we haven't gained any ground on each other, but sort of on
we have on the other shit munchers.
The shit munchers.
So he's done all right. And Everton are still just holding on against Man United with 5 minutes left. If they do that, I win £170. But you know,
really?
Yeah, it's quite tense because I could cash out. Now, this is a live thing where people will be able to laugh, regretting if I make the same mistake. So at the moment, right, I picked Ipswich, Millwall and Everton. I actually tweeted it to Johnny Worthington, little Johnny Worthington. He tweeted me earlier today saying, you got any tips, by the way? And I went, just a hesitant small one. I fancy Everton to cause an upset. This. And the other two have come in. So I could take £129 right now. I could take that.
Or wait. What? Or wait 5 minutes for 170?
5 minutes for 170.
Oh, mate, 129, take it.
I knew you'd say that.
There's not a great difference. What, 41 quid?
It is 40 quid, yeah. For 5 minutes, though, it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's United, man. It is United. They are the classic fucking score latelys, aren't they?
Cash out on the 90th minute.
No, that's mental. Also, it blocks it once it gets to the last minute. For Tom's sake, I've just cashed out £134.
134?
Yes, I took £134.
Take it. Yeah, good lad. Good lad.
Taking it. So now we want a United goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I'd have done some terrible broadcasting for the next 6 minutes because I wouldn't have paid any attention whatsoever.
I know.
You
would have just, let me do the bloody intros and get us lost in a sort of thing like this.
The reason I said about the cashing out, I was like, I wonder when it does stop it then because... you remember the old barbecue bet I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With my buddy. He had a same bet on that day. The reason he took the bet was because he already had a bet on the result of the game. And at 90 minutes, he was winning. Oh, from 80 minutes, it returned 400 quid. And at 80 minutes, the cash out was 300. So we were all like, you already lost 100. Just do it. And then when it got to 90 minutes, the cash out was something like 380. And then the other team scored in the 93rd minute. So we lost the bet.
Oh, there's lots of bad examples of cashing out. It's horrendous, mate. But you won't regret the 135 quid you did win. You'll regret the 170 you lose.
Exactly. That's my thinking.
But anyway, enough about my gambling problem. And you're welcome, Johnny Worthington, for that. But we should have a quick look ahead to the games before we go on to the quiz, the fire quiz. Tommy, you normally ask us to chip in with tips.
Yeah. What are your picks, lads, for the upcoming game week 32, which starts Saturday?
Well,
Saturday the 8th of April.
Me, I'm going to be going for Andy Carroll. And there's a reason.
Andy Carroll? Home to Swansea.
No, I know Swansea aren't good at the moment, and West Ham aren't good at the moment, but... Andy Carroll, Swansea's one of those fixtures. Andy Carroll always torments them. He has more Premier League goals against Swansea than any other team. He has six goals against Swansea. He absolutely has six goals and three assists in all of his fixtures against Swansea.
Wow.
So he absolutely loves scoring against them.
And that's got to be pretty good for Carroll, who's a pretty big sick note as well.
Yeah, that's in nine.
To be quite consistent against a team, yeah.
Yeah, that's in nine games against them in his whole career. Mm. So he has those six goals.
That's decent. That's a nice little insight, that is, mate. Yeah.
I mean, I live with a Swansea fan and he always says, Carroll destroys us every time. Whether he's done it for you know, different teams. He's done it for West Ham and Liverpool. Mm. He didn't actually do much against Liverpool, but at Newcastle, he did well against them. So I'm going to be going for him.
Okay, nice one. Ash, where are you going with your tip for the week? Game week 32.
I don't have him, so... And I've not purposely not brought him.
Mm.
I think Ali.
Dele Alli.
Yeah, I just think he's such a strong pick for the whole rest of the season.
Well, Dele Alli. See, my one change this season, this game week, is Dele Alli.
Yeah.
Brought him in, actually, this game week that we're currently in, for Mane.
Yeah.
Because he at that point, had gone orange. But yeah, I think Dele Alli. I had enough money for Alli. And the fact that Dele Alli was cheaper than Mane just blew my mind. I kind of didn't really think about it. It's like, you know, because I've had Dele Alli at points. But yeah, Dele Alli, I think, is a great shout at home to Watford for that game. I think he'll be, I think he'll be very good this game week as well.
A big game for Tottenham. We go against the second biggest team in North London as well, Watford. So should be a good one.
Fuck off. My little tip is going to be some little lad you might have heard of, known as Ibrahimovic, lads. How do we feel about that?
Well, he's currently losing to Everton at home, doing nothing.
He is, but game week 32, they're away to Sunderland. It's kind of my way of saying get Ibra in before the double game week. United have got a double game week 34.
Right.
So I think get him in now. And I think there's probably not a better time to get him in for Saturday's game against Sunderland. Get him in then. I think, he obviously hasn't played for five. He's had like five Premier League games out. So it's obviously going to take him a little bit of time to, maybe warm up. I don't know. You never know. He might get the little late minute winner right now. Imagine that.
He might do. Yeah, he could do.
But yeah. So, I think Ibra. And yeah, look forward to that double game week 34. I think he's going to be the man. He's going to be the man that everyone's sticking there. Armband on, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got the Sanchez will get a lot when Arsenal's double game week gets rearranged. We're just waiting for the fixtures to land. But yeah, if he can't score against Sunderland, if they can't beat Sunderland convincingly, then they don't deserve.
You think
to win.
So? And I think Ibra against that defence is just gonna be long ball over the top. He's just a couple of headed goals there.
That's it. Tom called it. Two-headed goals. Done.
Tommy's called it. So should we just run very, very quickly through those game week 32 fixtures, lads? It's Spurs, Watford, as we said. City at home to Hull. That's pretty good for the Aguero guys. Borough Burnley. I've never seen a 0-0 looking more likely, really.
Yeah.
I think. And also, Borough have got that double game week as well coming up. In 34. So if you've got Gibson like I have, I was tempted to get rid of him. And then Funes Mori got injured. And I thought, no, do you know what? Get rid of Funes Mori. Keep Gibson for that game week. Double game week. Because, like last week, Gibson will still get, as bad as Borough are, will still get 6 points for a clean sheet. Stoke, Liverpool, West Brom, Southampton, West Ham, Swansea, as we said. Bournemouth at home to Chelsea. The aforementioned Sunderland, Man United, Everton versus Leicester. That'll be quite a good game, actually. I noticed that earlier today. I think that might be.
Well, Leicester on fire. Like he's the first British Premier League manager to ever win four games in a row, and he's just made it five.
Wow! Yeah, amazing. Oh,
sorry to interrupt you, Tom. United have just got a 94th minute penalty.
Fuck about.
Yeah,
you are shitting me.
No,
see. Right, if they score...
No, if he'd followed my advice, he would have got the maximum amount of money.
No, you wouldn't have...
Cash out on the 90th minute.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got maximum.
But then he said you can't cash out on the 90th
minute. Yeah, as soon as
he said you can't... He said within the last minute of the game.
Well, it just depends. It depends on the game and the bookie. Like, sometimes
exactly.
It's
who's stepping up? This is literally live. This is literally live.
But everyone who's listening knows what happens. He probably
everyone
misses.
Knows what's happened, but we don't. Know. It's fine.
I don't
Let's
know
imagine
who's stepping
that,
up.
That
so I don't
our 20,000 listeners are all standing there watching. Go on.
Well, I don't know, mate. It's been an Everton red card. So we've had a red card. Don't know who's going to step up.
Who's the red card? Shit, it's got to be Barkley, isn't it? Dirty little fucker.
He is dirty. That Merseyside derby.
Did you see that last week? Fucking dirty little fuck. I'm surprised he hasn't received a little bit of a, little bit of a ban.
He could have had two red cards in that game quite easily. But sorry, carry on with your pictures, Tom.
Do we know who's stepping up?
It's Zlatan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then the last one, Palace and Arsenal.
It's Zlatan. It's Zlatan goal. It's a Zlatan goal.
What did I say? What did I say? I am fucking genius. I said Zlatan, unless he scores last minute.
There you go.
Fucking did.
So listen to me, Craig.
Yeah. How do people know that we haven't actually recorded this at like 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, that'd be so good.
Imagine that. Yeah.
So should they.
Right, so yes, that is game week 32, boys. I think it's time to quiz, if we're ready.
Let's
quiz.
Are we ready
to quiz? Yeah?
Yeah, let's quiz, mate. I'm ready.
Ash, you ready? Yeah. Let's quiz. Are you ready to quiz, Ash?
Correct.
I've been looking at your phone for about 10 minutes. Okay, boys, come up with a great concept. It's similar to a title that I've used before, but the concept of the game is different. So I think previously I said, you know, whose line is it anyway? More like, whose back line is it anyway?
Yes.
Well, today, lads, it's... whose tagline is it anyway? Intriguing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a little tagline from an advert that a footballer has been involved in, right? You get 1 point for telling me what the football, who the footballer is, and 1 point for telling me what product he was advertising. Does that sound good? Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I feel like I should be good at it, but I don't know if I will.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are easy, but all I will say is that there are a couple of harder ones, but there is a clue in the tagline, okay? That's what I'm going to say to you. So what I've done, there's seven, and we're going to go on a buzzer. It's going to be another buzzer quiz.
So, wait, I may have not been paying attention.
You may have not been paying attention. That's funny, that, because you were literally playing on your phone while we're recording an award-winning podcast. Quite literally, the UK's biggest football podcast. And you're sitting there twiddling on your phone. So the first thing you have to do is black up. That's the first thing. You heard that bit, yeah? Pop your trousers off. And yeah. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Got that bit.
That's your opportunity to laugh. Oh, you didn't laugh, so you were listening to that bit. So I'm going to read you a little tagline from an advert, and an advert that a footballer was involved with. You get 1 point for telling me who the footballer is and 1 point for telling me what the product he was advertising is.
Okay,
got it. Makes sense. There's seven of them, and you're on a buzzer.
Okay, and Craig has got a massive advantage in this.
Why is that?
Because he spends all day, every day, watching TV and works in TV.
Really?
How do I spend all day watching TV when I work in an office? How's that possible?
Watching TV in an office.
I don't think you respect what I do for a living, Ash.
You work in television.
I do, but we don't watch telly.
Oh, I thought you worked in a television.
Oh, yeah. Television. Oh, did you think when he was on Coach Trip in the telly that he was just in the inside your telly working?
I've seen like, Craig's Charlie really Chocolate. Small. I've seen Charlie Chocolate.
Yeah, Mike TV. Mike TV.
Chocolate Charlie in the Fuck Factory. Chocolate Charlie in the Fuck Factory is completely different. Chocolate Charlie in the Fuck Factory. I guarantee if you Google that, that's a real thing. Chocolate Charlie in the Fuck Factory. Right, boys, are you ready? This is a very serious quiz now.
Yeah,
whose tagline is it anyway? So, do you remember your buzzers, Craig?
I remember mine, yeah. It's quinoa, but Ash protests it quite strongly.
Well, Ash, you have to use your buzz this time.
It's buzz!
No, it's goblin!
Buzz.
Very easy, just say goblin.
Goblin!
It's so easy to remember the word goblin! Goblin!
It isn't.
Right, okay. The first one's quite easy, potentially quite easy. Number one, because I'm worth it.
Quinoa.
Go.
I think it's an O, is it? David Ginola and L'Oreal?
Oh, ding, yeah. Ding! 2 points. Craig, 2 points. Well done. It was David Ginola and L'Oreal. The reason it took me a while to say it was I was going to do it in his French accent, because I'm with it. Then I realised that it was silly.
And really xenophobic.
Silly. Yeah, a little bit. Okay, number two, lads. Talk to your doctor. I would.
Oh, man.
Simple as that. Talk to your doctor. I would.
Quinoa?
Huh?
Is it Pelé and his erectile dysfunction?
It was Pelé and his erectile dysfunction.
Was
it? It was.
Oh, well played. That is a good one.
Blimey, it's 4-0 to Craig. I probably shouldn't have done 2 points each. Always learning. Right, okay, that's fine. 4-0. You can still get it back, Ash. What I'm going to do is I've blanked out the name of the product. So I'm just going to go, like that.
Good night.
It's a really good quiz. I'm going to go like that. Sorry, coughing. Okay. Mm-mm is what you need. Get the power on your feet.
Quinoa.
Go on.
Ball Boy Shoes and Gareth Southgate.
I'm only giving you 1 point for that, Craig.
Why?
I'm only giving you 1 point. Ash, do you want to try and step in and take the other point?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Okay, only one point there, Craig. It was Ball Boy shoes, or it is what you need, get the pair on your feet. But it wasn't Gareth Southgate, because Gareth Southgate lost the contract.
He did, yeah.
To Alan Hansen.
Oh.
And Southgate never even recorded an advert for it.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's an absolute fucking whitewash. It's 5-0 to Craig. So
oh, why have I got the advantage in this? My specialist. I've got a specialist TV blog.
Well, next week it's Goblins.
Yeah.
Goblins versus Hobgoblins. What is the difference between a goblin and a hobgoblin?
I don't know. No? I do know.
Do you know? What is it?
A hobgoblin's bigger than a goblin.
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean, it's probably some other thing, but I mean, yeah, that's how you'd tell them apart.
Weird. Okay, so number four is currently 5-0 to Craig, out of possible 6 points. Number four. That's the bowl. Now for the cup. I'll give you a little clue. I'll do it in. Go on.
Frosty the Tiger.
Frosty the Tiger and Frosty. And Frosty. So Frosty the Tiger is your answer for the name of the professional footballer. And Frosty's.
Well, I thought I've got at least guess.
I mean, absolutely nothing there. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not a bad show. You're in the right.
And I've made it easier for Craig because he knows it isn't Frosty.
Yeah, well, he knows it's not Frosty the Tiger because
yeah,
I mean.
True.
That's. Yeah, I'll get a bonus point. That before.
I hate a bonus point for knowing that his name's Tony the Tiger.
Correct. Yeah,
Frosty the Tiger actually lost the contract after being caught dogging with a 15-year-old.
He did. Yeah, he did. He was an incredibly young person that he was doing. Right, so I'll give you a clue. That's the bowl, now for the cup. That's not like Scooby Doo. That's not like Scooby Doo. Go on. That's not like Scooby Doo, and it's not.
I don't have a clue.
Okay, it was Kevin Keegan, the Sugar Puffs advert.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the old Sugar Puffs advert when he was Newcastle manager? I watched it and I was like, oh my God, I remember this.
God, I was close.
That sounded like, did that not sound like the Honey Monster? No, the bull, no, the cup.
It's Scooby-Doo.
No, it was. That is too...
Reggie?
Yeah. right, number five. Still 5-0, Craig. Number five. I think this one's easy. I would have got this. Right. There's no better bacon.
Buzz.
Go on.
Jamie Vardy, WKD.
Jamie Vardy, WKD? No. And actually, I've written a... It's actually to this tune.
Oh, wait.
There's no better bacon.
Oh, Keema. Oh.
Go on. Peter Schmeichel.
It is James Peter Schmeichel. And it's David Bacon, yes. Right, Ash is back in the game.
Fuck my life.
Right, it's 5-2. Wow, how quickly things can turn around. It's because I did it in the thing. I did brackets to the tune of When I'm Cleaning Windows, because it is. There's no better bacon. Well done. 5-2. 5-2, lads. Number six, penultimate question. Ash, you need all of these. Okay, this might be tough. It always hits the spot. It always hits the spot.
Oh, God.
It's not Clearasil, that sort of spot. It always hits the spot. Think spot.
I got no idea. Quinoa.
Go on.
I'll guess the football. Is it Alan Shearer?
It's not. He did McDonald's. I looked at McDonald's. He did a McDonald's advert in about 96 at the height of his fame. No, it's...
Buzz.
Go on.
Gert Müller yogurt.
It's not Gert Müller yogurt.
Callback.
That is a callback.
That is a very big old callback. Yeah,
if you get that, you're a lunatic. it always hits the spot. Okay, I'll give you a little clue. Spot kick. Spot kick.
I mean, we got that. That's from you saying spot.
Well, don't... Ash might not have done. He shouted Gert Müller yogurt for fuck's sake. I'm going to have to retract it, boys. It was Gareth Southgate, Pizza Hut.
Oh, come on.
Just after we missed the penner against Germany in 96. That does mean that Ash...
Well, go for the last one. I'll get a bonus point.
No, okay.
Fucking won't.
Okay, here we go. Last one. Men, it starts with you. There's a little clue there. There's a little clue in there. Men, it starts with you.
Quinoa. Men.
Go on.
Is that the awful Adam Lallana and Jordan Henderson one?
It is indeed.
Nivea.
Nivea for men, correct.
And Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, well done. It was Alan Banana, Nivea for men. Congratulations, Craig. 6-2 on that. It's 12-7.
Killing it, mate.
All over. We'll do Goblins next week, Ash. We'll definitely do Goblins. that was, fantastic, lads. I think we've... Yeah, we've surpassed our previous podcasting episodes in this one.
I think we've won at podcasting today.
I think we won the podcasts tonight.
Yeah,
thanks.
We've won all the podcasts, mate. That's
won them all. I'd like to take this moment. I'm going to interject. Mm. We have reached our second fucking Patreon goal, which when I suggested doing Patreon, Tom was like, fuck off, we'll never get anything, everyone hates us.
And then he hit him.
Yeah, and then they didn't, and we got some an amount of money. But so we reached our second goal. Thank you, everybody.
Wow.
Thank you, Pat, Colin, Adam, James, Elliot, Joe, Carmen.
Yay.
Ian, Raphael, Oscar P, who's coming to the UK at some point, Sam Porter, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Dave, and the king of all patrons, Johnny the Spot Worthington.
Thank you very much, Gafferazzi.
Yes, and Tony the Tiger for his new sponsorship deal.
Yeah, I won Johnny Worthington some money on Twitter tonight, so it's fine.
There you go. That's good. Because he's the king of the Gafferazzi. But yeah, if you want to join those guys and get some exclusive content, which we've been recording, haven't we?
A little secret thing.
We've been recording them some little secret things that we're going to give to him. Yeah, if you want to get involved, go to Patreon. patreon.com/thegaffertapes to support the podcast. And also don't forget, yeah, go British Podcast Awards and vote for us, please, because we're bloody lads, aren't we?
Yeah, so please do that. Also remember to tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. There's been loads and loads of tweets today. Like today's been really busy because people are comparing their teams, helping each other out in their own mini league. So there's a lot of tips. If you just go down our timeline, there's a lot of tips from people talking to each other where we've quite frankly rudely ignored them. But you can get in on that and read all that. So tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Tweet us your team, hashtag balls. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Oh, and of course, get on our Facebook.
And definitely get on our Facebook, yeah. And we asked for voice clips, and we're going to put a little voice clip at the end. So keep listening. Where we usually put the little outtake, we're gonna put a voice clip.
A double insanity remix.
Is it called the double insanity? It's absolutely brilliant. Mental, but it's great. We loved it. It's fucking brilliant. Yeah, we've had quite a few. So we're going to put our favourite little one at the end. But yeah, thanks very much, guys.
Yeah, so good luck in game week 31, 32, as they're all going on.
Yeah.
And then let us know how you get on to them. Tweet us, Facebook, email us. But that's about all we've got time for now. Thank you very much. And goodbye.
Yo, the Gaffer Tapes. What's up, guys? DJ Emmanuel here again. First, I want to apologize. I'm slacking on that email. It's going to get done eventually. I know Craig is eager to find out about things to do in the beautiful city of Orlando. We have many activities here in Orlando, guys. A lot of them not legal and a lot of them legal. So I just, oh my god. Let me gather my thoughts here. All right, 88th in the Gaffer Tapes League. I went down a little bit, but still I'm ahead of Sir Alex FC, or as I like to call him, Sir Bajo FC. So as long as I'm beating him, we all good. All right, so again, I don't have any questions, guys. Shout out to you guys. I love the fucking show. I don't listen because I try to get any tips from you guys whatsoever. I just listen because you guys are just funny, bro. So even though I always try to do the opposite of whatever you guys tip, it has always seemed to work for me for some reason. All right, guys. I'll let you guys go. I love you. I'll get on that email, Craig. We out.
Yo, this is Sir Alex FC. I'm 248th in the Gaffer Tapes right now. I'm from Orlando, all right? So there's two boys from Orlando playing in your league right now. You guys need to recognize, okay?
Yo, fuck this guy.
You guys know that? That's right there. Go tell
DJ,
him.
DJ Emmanuel FC. I sent a recording earlier, so I don't know what the fuck are we doing right now, but Yeah, fuck this guy, dude.
No. Hey. He just talking shit. That's all he is, all right? Because we got a jersey bet, and that's what it is,
bro,
okay?
I've been on top since, like, week 6, dog.
Doesn't mean anything. Bro, yeah, we're sending this late to you guys, but yo, for real, you gotta put this on the pod. We're here drinking. Craig, I heard you coming to Orlando, man. You gotta stop by, man.
You gotta do that barbecue, bro.
Barbecue, yo, my wife, we got it. We got you on the barbecue. You ain't gotta pay for that barbecue right there. We got you, man.
Gaffer Tate's barbecue Orlando experience.
Exactly, man, exactly. Yo, just saying. No questions. We got no questions. We're fans. Big fans, all right? That's how it is. You guys got to put us. And just know, man, you know, we're beating you guys, and that's it.
All right.
That's it.
I'm beating you, too.
Yeah. DJ Manuel, yeah, he killing it right now, but...
Yeah, killing it.
Hey, don't worry. We're still beating the Gaffer Tech boys. And just watch out, all right? All right, man. That's it. We out. We drinking. We out. Done.